You've said we need to do a better job of managing growth, focusing on our transportation and infrastructure needs. Mm-hmm. What specifically needs to happen there?
Well, as a commissioner, the entire commission is often asked to weigh in on special use permits, conditional use development or ordinances, where we have projects that come forward in different parts of the county who want to change their zoning or add something special to it. And over the years, we've seen the explosion in population that we've had here, and it continues. And when we talk about infrastructure, my first thoughts were the obvious, water and sewer, which are incredibly important. But coming right on the heels of that, of course, is traffic and the size of our roads. Now, the commissioners have no control over our roads. It's the Department of Transportation that does it. The city controls the city, their roads in the city limits. But the unincorporated portions and in the city, the county commissioners have very little effect on them. Mm-hmm. But we do have an effect on the policies of where we put developments, housing developments, major structures that are going up, businesses, et cetera. And you realize that's a part of the infrastructure. And part of the infrastructure is how people get there and do their daily business, that being the traffic. But also included in that infrastructure are schools, which are often thought of as a separate, entity of some sort. But if you put in 100 or 200 or even 400 homes someplace, we need to do a much better job of tracking what that impact will have on our county school system here, mm-hmm. New Hanover County Public School System. Where are these kids going to go to school? Do we already have overcrowding issues, in the local schools that are there? That needs to go into the equation as well as, the size of roads. If we have a two-lane road that's servicing, again, 400, I'm just not picking out one particular new development, but 400 homes, even though there may be some infrastructure or the turning in lanes or the intersection may be improved, that does very little when you drive 100 yards one way or the other and you're back on a two-lane road. And that's what I mean by trying to manage that growth. Mm-hmm. But all that being said, that's kind of in the transportation end. In my mind, managing growth really goes back to water and sewer. As we push further into the northern part of the county, leading with water and sewer so that we can build development in a coordinated way around it, rather than leading with development, then trying to come back afterwards and hook up water and sewer. That leads to a lot of the problems that we're currently dealing with today.
Water, holding polluters accountable, strengthening regulations, and enforcing the law. Isn't that the state's responsibility? And what can county commissioners do in light of Gen X and perfluorinated, unregulated compounds in the Cape Fear region?
I think what we're doing now as a commission and speaking with a single voice down here and also gathering our neighboring counties as well to keep the pressure on our state. You're absolutely right. The state regulators, the DEQ is a part of it, and in air, the DAQ, Division of Air Quality, and then pushing that up to the federal level, the EPA. I know that because of the efforts of the county commission saying with one voice that we want this to stop up to Raleigh, that's in turn put pressure on the EPA and why we're now going to, we've been told, we will finally see federal regulations or federal standards, for the Gen X. And that's only one of the, now I'm told, up to 300 different contaminants or things that are in our water that shouldn't be there. But, we got to start somewhere, and getting that federal standard will give us the basic platform by which we can now go to our regulators and say, if you are finding parts per trillion or billion or whatever that federal standard is above that level, now we have a legal standing to bring action, notices of violation, or worse, or to sue. It's up to us to keep the pressure on as the public keeps the pressure on us to find a solution to this Gen X problem. And if it, goes through Chemours, I'm hopeful that they may participate, or DuPont, participate in the final solution, whether it's a reverse osmosis or granulated activated carbon filters, all of which have been thrown into the mix as we, are rushing to find some kind of answer. I think it would be appropriate if they shared in some of the fix that they helped to create this problem.
Another challenge, of course, is opioids. Wilmington and New Hanover County are a bit of a hot spot for this challenge nationally. What's been done here so far that has been making a difference, and what else can be done on the county level in trying to stem this the tide of this crisis?
I think a number of things have happened, in large part, frankly, I think to this radio station and others. The public awareness of the problem and putting it out there to let people know some of the basic things, like the dropping your extra medicines in a drop box, whether it be at the sheriff's or over at the hospital. Or there are a number of designated areas throughout our county that we have also now have. Walgreens and CVS also offer the same kind of boxes where you can bring your extra medicines in, get them out of your medicine cabinet so that in so they can be properly disposed of. So that's one thing that's really positive that's happened here, and that word is getting out around everyone. Also working with our local state delegation. I know the STOP Act, I believe that Representative Davis brought forward that will reduce the amount of days of prescription drugs that you get. If you have your wisdom teeth out, instead of getting 30 or 45 days worth of pain medication, you limit that now down to 7 days as a maximum. If you need more, simple, you go back to the doctor, the dentist, and they'll get you more. But these days of walking out with a fistful of pills and taking one or two, even if that, I think are gone. That's a real positive way. But the one I'm most proud of at the county level is working as a member of the Southern Regional Advisory Board of the Trillium, which is our local mental health, behavior health, and Medicaid provider here. There was in the works already starting over 2 years ago. Trillium wanted to place a 100-bed drug treatment facility here in New Hanover County. There was a period this past summer where it looked like they were reprioritizing, which in bureaucratic language means we are going to see that go away. It had to do with budget cuts up at the state level. To me, that was unacceptable for the need that you described earlier that we have here in New Hanover County. I hopped in the car and with our county manager drove up to Greenville, North Carolina, where their governing council was meeting, and elbowed my way literally into their meeting to get in front of them to just tell them how necessary it was to put that 100 drug treatment facility here. Of course, they said we simply don't have the funding. I said, we're looking beyond that. And sure enough, at the end of that meeting, we were able to put our county staff together with Trillium staff, and we've worked out a funding mechanism so that 100-bed drug treatment facility will be here on Medical Center Drive, kind of across from the hospital. We'll be breaking ground on that either late this year or early next year. And that is, again, one piece of the puzzle that's there with all these combined. We'll take the pressure that is currently building on our emergency rooms and in our jail system, which have become the default drug treatment centers. That's wrong. It's way too costly for the taxpayer, and it does nothing to help those people's lives.
We talked briefly already about education. There are quite a few candidates running for the New Hanover County Board of Education this primary season. What do you see as the big issues that they face and you as well as commissioners face in terms of our county's public education system and what fixes it might need?
School security, mental health therapists and counselors in our schools, and redistricting. All three of them have intersections among each other, but it's that kind of creative thinking, getting that discussion started is absolutely imperative for our school board. And I know that they're aware of all that. It's getting that discussion going with the community, but it is absolutely imperative that they address those three issues. I know from the county level, we are ready to take a look at whatever proposal comes for us that will increase or help them with any one of those three issues. But they are absolutely necessary. The conversation has started nationwide about security and also mental health issues goes way beyond the flashpoints of the miserable situation of the school shootings. but goes to the mental health of our student population in general and how they can be helped so much rather than going into detention or expulsion, but to deal with the root problems they may be having in their home or in their lives there. And that includes starting at a very young age all the way down to the elementary school level. So you'll be hearing a lot more about that as we get into the budget season, which we are coming into right now.
Economic growth and development while keeping the county beautiful, not wanting too many smokestacks on the horizon, that cannot be an easy balancing act.
No, but diversity in our economy has been our strength for so many years. I mean, remember, our roots are as a port city. And so there at one time, this was a very industrial area. It is no longer that, but we certainly have a diversity within our economy here that has helped us weather some serious times. This past recession is a good example. But it's clear that we are shifting and going to more knowledge-based companies. And certainly the PPDs and the Alchemies and the Cornings of this world, as they move more into high-tech manufacturing, those are really good examples of where I think that we can encourage those businesses to increase. And of course, one of our favorites, and all of our favorites, is the film industry. And working with our state delegation to get the state legislature to bring back the film credits, program that was so successful for over 35 years, so that we developed over 2,000 families and jobs that were here in New Hanover County. That was huge. Going back to 2012, I guess it was, when Iron Man 3, I may have the date wrong in that, but we were doing almost $500 million in clean film industry. That was huge. But going beyond that, there's a series of clusters of clinical research organizations here, clinical research associates, which we now have a full program over at UNCW. And they work in clusters of 10 to 15 that don't have traditional bricks and mortar, but they are active and making money here in New Hanover County. Those are just some ideas. There's also room, though, for more traditional light manufacturing, the 421 corridor, as we bring, again, water and sewer, which we now have going underneath the Cape Fear River, run that up 421 all the way to the Pender County line, which is already in progress. That project will be done in 2019. That'll open up 1,000 acres for companies here that are existing to expand, along the 421, and also to act as a magnet for other companies coming, to and relocate their businesses here. We already have the talent pool right here as we develop it at our Cape Fear Community College and certainly UNCW. And now we have our C-Tech program that deals with our high school to give a vocational path for our high school students as well. We've got the skilled workforce and we're building the knowledge workforce as well to attract companies across the entire spectrum.
Rob Zappel is a New Hanover County Commissioner and he's running for re-election. Rob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Vince. My pleasure.